Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is Thursday, March the 14th, 2019. We have a live show for you today. And I want to just thank you all. Yes. Yeah, sorry about that. We're having some technical difficulties here in studio. The internet was knocked out, kapoop. So I couldn't put a lot of stuff inside of what's in the news and everything else, but we'll get to it. Chief, one second. Let me just work with Chief real quick. Okay, no problem. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's the Wi-Fi is down. So the internet.
I have my own Wi-Fi on here. It should be.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know what it is. It could be something around here. I don't know. But hey, we live on the show. Don't want any dead air. So here we go. So everyone, please support Black Talk Radio Network by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork. Don't worry about it, Keith. I got it. We'll be able to do it from here. Go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And see the donation prompt that's there. Hit it. Give a financial donation to this network. But mainly the way that you can support this network is by being a member inside of this social media platform known as BTR. Yes.
I might have
there we go, Keith.
Let me turn my hotspot.
Yeah, turn your hotspot on. That might work. So there we go. So please join BTR Community as a social media platform where you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. Let me just say this. I'm laughing. Okay. You know, my man, Pastor Keith, he's one of the youngest centurions around. You know, he's about 125, 130 years old. And let me tell you how you know he's 125, 130 years old. Because when he's doing something, hey, Keith, stop biting on the shirt colors that I wear, okay? Get your own, okay?
I know, man. I was going to say,
get your own
idea. Imitation, the highest form of flattery. I know you're on.
So let me just say this, Keith. You know how you know that Pastor Keith is 125 years old? Real quickly, because we're on live TV, live air, and you know what Keith says to me? Hold on, David. Do you need to start talking to me while I'm live on the air? Because you know why? Because when you get around 110, you don't care about nothing else anymore. All you care about is what you doing right now. He's like, young lad, I ain't even worried about what you doing. And he goes straight. Hilarious. I absolutely love it. No, it won't work.
Why?
You see what I mean? You see what I mean, Keith?
I got hotspot on. See if you can find an iPhone on your Wi-Fi.
It won't do it. Let me see. Let me just say this. As you can see, Keith don't care. That's what happens when you get 130, 150 years old. You don't care what anybody else is doing. It's just what you're doing. And so, yeah, it's
high five.
There you go. Okay. So Keith may be saving the day here, folks. And then I'll look at it. Okay, cool. Oh, Lord.
Okay, I'll read it.
Yeah, well, hold on. Why don't you just type it in, Keith?
All
right. Oh, no, I'll see it. I'll type it in. You can talk to the people real quick.
Oh, Lord.
All right, so what do you want to do? Type it in or
I'll type it in.
So, I do it. I can type in. You know, I took some classes where I can do two things at one time. So, everyone, please support Black Talk Radio Network by being a member inside of BTR community for only $24 a year. You can become a member and post things about yourself, your business, and things that you think that need to be get more public awareness within reason. Of course, you can't be posting any crazy stuff, any illegal stuff, any derogatory things that are offensive and inflammatory within reason, okay? So you could do that with BTR community without being as adversely affected as you otherwise would be by having FedBook in those type of outlets, because they don't care about you, okay? So we think that Keith has just solved a little issue for us. One second. Let me check to see if that is the case. I appreciate you, Pastor Keith. You know, and I know in all of your age and wisdom, and I think we have... One second here. So please, there we go, Keith. We're good to go. So please support the network that way. For $24 a year, become a member, and then that way you can actually, you know, have a more holistic relationship with the overall general population, those members with BTR community, which is going to be critical, because it's the only place that I post, Keith, because of the importance of it all. So we're going to definitely continue to support the network, so we must do it. So also, another thing that you need to do is go to Prosperity Mint and exchange your currency for real money. You can do that at Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. Prosperity, then the word mint, like the United States Mint, okay? And check out what's in inventory, but then send an email, info@prosperitymint.com. Say, hey, you're a Tando Radio Show listener, and Dave told you to call, and they will contact you and let you know the proper way, the proper process of buying precious metals. Very, very important. You need to know that, the proper way to acquire precious metals. So it's to your benefit. It won't be used for anything else other than that, so you don't have to worry about it. So make sure you, when you email them, leave them a number so that they can contact you and text you or call you to for that. All right, so we're going to get into today's show. Today's show, Keith. And I'm going to get into, I didn't post a lot of things because I just got the internet up. Keith brought his hotspot in, and so was able to do that. So check this out, everyone. Today's show, here you go, Keith, for Thursday, the 14th of 2019, the month of March, the third month, daggone, one quarter. It's already pretty much gone. Okay, topic today, the United States manufacturing plant. For fraud, corruption, and criminal racketeering made in the USA. That's going to be today's show. So at any time you'd like to get in on a conversation, call Pastor Keith. That will keep him from snoring and going to sleep in between his thoughts and in between him saying something. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. So we're going to jump into what's in the news, Keith. Here we go. First article from Sovereign Man. One thing Congress gets right, funding their own pensions. Now, today we're going to have a little Financial Friday flair to it all, because tomorrow, Pastor Keith and I may have to go out to West Texas.
Yeah.
We may have to go out to West Texas, so we don't know if we're going to have a show. If we're going to be there, then we won't be able to have a show at all. It's a long drive and a bunch of other stuff. So, but just wanted to let you know that. Okay, but Sovereign Man, one thing Congress gets right is funding their own pension. I'm going to take a look at this. Turns out congressmen make a lot of cash, and they put money. A study finds that while the average American citizen's net worth has increased 3.7% between the years of 2000 and excuse me, sorry about that, 2004 to 2012, members of Congress average has risen 15.4% annual gains, have been averaging annual gains of 15.5%. That's the highest level of paid means. Half the members of Congress are millionaires today and continue to collect benefits. So basically, Keith, from 2004 to 2012, the net worth increase of the average American person has risen to 3.7%. But the annual average gains of Congress members is 15.4%. That's yearly. And from for 8 years period, the average U.S. citizen from that whole period has only gone up 3.7. For the whole 8 year period, they go up annually 15.4%.
So in a 4 year term, they went up 60%.
4 year. And in a 8 year term is 121.2%.
And then they get their pension for life.
Man, so check that out. Next article, this one comes from RT International. Bolden threatens company shipping oil, Venezuelan oil, to Cuba. Next article, big up to my man Carlos. Carlos sent me a couple of good articles, and I couldn't actually post them all. We'll get them all in there. Top Navy Admiral warns of cyber attack against the brass, meaning the officers in the Navy. So check out that article.
Wait. Elaborate on that. They warned a cyber attack against. How do you attack the brass without attacking everybody else?
Well, what they were saying is that, and we're going to go. Well, let me just say this. Global Business Editor. This is an article from Global Business. That is it, and this is what it says. CNO. Says that's why the service stopped publishing promotions list in October of last year. U.S. Navy's captains and admirals nominees for higher ranks, move this down, are vulnerable to cyber attack, and that's why the service stopped publicizing and announcing their promotions last year. The Chief of Naval Operations said yesterday on Wednesday. So basically, they said, "Hey, we stopped." Publicizing the overall promotions of the brass, the upper brass of the Navy, because then they were now seeing that they were vulnerable to cyber attacks. So what was happening is, what they're saying is that those individuals were now being targeted for cyber attack. You know, their computers at home. Their bank accounts. It could go on to so many things. Their identity, a bunch of stuff. So they don't publish their overall promotions anymore. Whole setup. This has a lot to do with what's going to be going on here in the future. The war of cyber attack. Next article. This one comes from Press TV. Iraq won't let anyone use their soil against neighbors. The spokesman for the Iraqi Defense Ministry has condemned a recent statement by celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump that American forces remain in Iraq so that Washington can get a closer eye on his neighbors, Iran, stressing that his country would never allow outsiders to use his territory for military actions against any neighbor. Basically, here's where the relationship, the purging of the U.S., huge, huge, huge. So that was some of the things, that was the only things that I could post of what's in the news, but I'm going to add some other things that I think is very, very important and vital for today's show, okay? Also, check this out, this other article. The man behind the alleged $25 million college administration cheating scandal from Wall Street Journal was one of the articles. I'm going to post that now as we do this. No, because that's going to take me away from doing everything here. So that is an article, big, big, and this is why, you know, just ubiquitous fraud everywhere, you know. And this, are you familiar with this, Keith?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, one of the real famous women was Laura Loughlin or something, which is a big-time famous actress, and she was one of those that actually have already been arrested for getting her daughter in USC, and they were saying at the time of her arrest, her daughter was out celebrating in the Bahamas on the official USC yacht at the time.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Spring break. Spring break, baby. You know, that's what happens. So check out that article. Next article from RT International. China offers to help Venezuela to restore power amidst nationwide blackout. We're going to touch on this a little bit as well today. A lot of just, man, keep it. Some real, real situations going on and happening that we need to know about, of course, in Venezuela, that is really a a pretense to what's going to, is going to happen here. So, very, 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 very significant. And we need to be well aware of that because of how that is going to directly affect. You know, this, what's going on in Venezuela is worse than a nuclear, you know, it's really worse than a nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
And there is actual, and we'll touch on that, but there's a lot that's going on there, and I want to give you some things. Because we're going into the spring season, there's some things, some very, very important things that you all need to be doing and preparing for what's happening in the world. And so we'll touch on that. So, and I guess there are some other reports that things are getting really, really bad in Venezuela that aren't being reported on the mainstream media here. Of course not. But still, all in all, definitely there's a lot going on there. Okay, next article. And Keith, did you want to chime in on anything?
Not yet.
Okay. And I was stalling for time. 1 second. I think that there's... let me check this one article. Something that is So I guess So next article, I got this from FMT News. Venezuela badly broken oil sector needs outside help. And this is And the bad thing about this is that it's this, and I'm going to say this, that there is unconfirmed reports, but from here there's unconfirmed reports that I don't have as of yet, and I will get them, that now is not only the electrical grid that's being attacked in Venezuela. Guess what else is being attacked, Keith? The oil fields. Huge, huge, huge situations that are going on there, and that is definitely going to lead to all-out war. That's not going to be good for anyone. So check out that. Next article. This one comes from Sputnik News.
Well, wait, hold on. Okay, so now they need some outside help. So we get to play the role of the
outsiders. The, right.
You know, come riding in with the white hats and all that kind of stuff. But they're acting like this is just being done in a vacuum. And what I mean by that, they are aware of Russian stance and
China stance, yeah.
But they're just acting like, okay, we're just going to end.
Yeah.
What are they possibly thinking? What are they possibly thinking?
It's. Yeah, it's a measure of their thinking that they're going to try to maintain the control that that they've had. And so very important that they, you know, actually do that. And so that's the problem, Keith. You're not going to get away with it. It's you're not in a position where you can get away with it anymore. So, yeah, Keith, it's a lot. And we'll cover that. In this, so hold on to that. Next article. This one comes from Sputnik News. Sputnik News. India continues talks with the U.S. on waivers from for Iranian oil. So check out that article. Next article. This one I picked this one up from Defense One. Cost plus 50. Welcome to the U.S. Mercenary force. Because this has to do with Donald Trump wanting the countries that are hosting troops to now pay for it and then plus add 50% on top of it. What is that going to do, Chief? Major, major change. And this is all a part of the collapse. What are those countries going to do? Okay, cool. Yeah, we don't want to pay for you. Get out. So a lot of different things, and we'll cover that because how the U.S. military's core infrastructure is based on not having bases here in the United States, but abroad. No bases abroad, no U.S. dominance.
And again, that goes back to my question. Idiot, you see what's going on.
Yeah.
But you're going to come up with this stuff with exacerbated beyond comprehension. And you're just going to announce this stuff like, this is what we got to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It defies anything that I can come up with.
Yeah, and we got to pay attention to it because it tells us everything that we need to know. It tells us what's going to happen and where things are going and the significance of those things. So very important. Next article from the Times. It collaborates the other one. Trump wants allies to pay the cost for U.S. troops aboard plus 50%. And that's from the Times. Check out that article. Next article, we have this one from Press TV. And this one is Pakistan successfully test fires smart weapons. And it has a video there as well. Next article, this one comes from, one second, this one came from, oops. This one came from Sputnik News. China's leader and Russian leader to meet later this year. I think that they're meeting already in so many ways, and in those overall terms is going to be definitely how to handle the U.S. So check out that. Next article. This one comes from Stars and Stripes. Thanks to my man. Was it this one? Yeah. Thanks to my man Carlos for sending this one as a way, again, from Stars and Stripes and just posting it now. This one is U.S. Warns of sophisticated cyber attacks from Russia and China. So, and I'm saying that because now that paradigm is actually, that Pandora's box has actually been opened by the U.S. and it's going to definitely play itself here, and we want you all to be as prepared as possible. So please bear with me as I go back and forth. Next article. This one comes from Press TV, and it says, Firm response awaits Israel if it targets Iran's oil shipment from the Iranian government. Yeah, there will be a tough response by Iran to Israel if they do try, and as they threaten to do, is to impede and stop the oil from coming from Iran. That is an act of war itself. And during that whole time, Iran is actually practicing having military drills with a bunch of their drones. So, yeah, this whole thing is definitely going to be a problem. Next article, this one comes from this one from RT International. Pompano seeks to recruit top world oil executives to promote U.S. foreign policy. You really think that they're promoting U.S. foreign policy? No. They're already dictating the fascist state of how resources under control is being used. And so check out that article. Next article. Next article, had a good one here, very, very important. This one comes from Press TV as well. EU, look at this one, Keith. EU, and this was from yesterday, EU warns the U.S. against military action in Venezuela. So it looks like Venezuela is going to be the catalyst for the overall purging of the U.S., and I'm going to get into that as we get into this show. So very, very important. A couple more things, and then we're going to jump into today's show. Next article. This one comes from... Oh, shoot, where is that one? Okay, this one is very, very important. This is from... Of Two Minds. It says, Empire Collapse in Four Easy Steps. This is a must know by you all. Very good article that was put there, meant to put it in, and I'm just putting it in now. So that's what's in the news. I don't want to keep going back and forth. I like to just go through them and have it. So we're going to jump into today's show at any time. But before, another good article. I got to post this one. Taiwan can't resist, from South China Morning Post. Taiwan can't resist historical trends towards reunification, says the head of the Chinese Cross Strait Group. Yep, it's going to happen. And significance that's going on there. So that's what's in the news. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. And what I want to do real quickly is I want to jump into some things that's going on in Venezuela, because that is very, very significant. And let me just do this one, start this off with the one article with China going to assist Venezuela. So here it is, Keith. Let me just pull this up real quick so we can do this. And this was actually posted yesterday. Let me check a couple of things before we get into it. I want to make sure nothing has snuck up on me in between, you know, like Keith tried to sneak up on me. But it's kind of, Keith, would you stop trying to sneak up on me when you breathe as hard as you breathe, please? All right, so here we go. Oh, well, no, let me check something real quick. Sorry, everyone. At any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Just want to check to make sure nothing significant is happening that I'm missing, because I was off of the internet for a while today. Couldn't see what was happening. So, and I don't, let me check. Real got a lot of slowness here. Oh, there was some Brexit stuff, and okay, so. No, there was there is a next week. I got to play a video, a SoundCloud on some of the things that's going on. Whew. And it's, you know, with Venezuela, not a good thing. So We'll definitely do that as well. And it actually speaks to the complicit criminal nature that is going on to destabilize by the U.S. in Venezuela. So, definitely needs to check that out. All right, so here we go. All right, cool. So, we're going to get into today's show. Here it comes. This is from RT International. China offers to help Venezuela to restore power amidst a nationwide blackout. China says it's ready to help Venezuela to restore its power grid. The South American country suffered a five-day blackout with Caracas accusing Washington of cyber sabotage. The foreign ministry spokesman, Khan, said Beijing had noted reports that the power grid had gone down due to hacking attack. China is deeply concerned about this, adding that Beijing hopes that the Venezuelan side can discover the reason for the issue as soon as possible and resume normal power and social order. China is willing to provide help and technical support to restore Venezuela power grid, this spokesman said. One second.
You know, it's going to be so funny about that in a catastrophic sort of way. So how is the United States going to demand that they come in there and help as opposed to who they want to come in there and help?
It is, Keith. Well, when you think that you're the empire of empires, you tell people what to do. You don't ask them. In this case, it is not going to work. Article goes on. Venezuelan Minister of Communication and Information, Rodriguez, said on Tuesday that the operation of the country's power grid have almost fully resumed nationwide. The blackout hit Venezuela on March the 7th as the national electrical supplier reported sabotage at a major hydraulic electrical power plant called Guri. The power outage has been reported in 21 out of the 23 Venezuelan states. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has blamed the U.S. for waging an economic and energy war against his country, denouncing opposition leader Juan Guaido as Washington's puppet. The U.S. has denied any role in the crisis, of course. Maduro says that he would ask China, Russia, Cuba, and Iran, as well as the United Nations, to probe the attack on the country's power grid. So China is helping. Now, they're saying that the power has been restored. The one person said the power has been restored in most of the country, but that power that has been restored is not completely and is not as widespread as it would be made to believe by that statement. Some power has been restored, but there's still a major, major blackout. And I don't think it's just going to end there. It's going to be other things, and the cyber attack will continue. And those transformers and that grid is going to be attacked again, in my opinion. So here's the significance of that. China now is moving in to Venezuela. Now, think about this, Keith, and everyone listening. Let's just say that everyone believes that the U.S. has done this to Venezuela. Very well could be. But you also know who else could be doing this as well?
China.
And Russia. Why would they do it?
Because they're setting us up.
Yep. Setting it all up. There's so many variables, but it really doesn't matter because the innocent people are being adversely affected and killed by this. So now China is going to be moving in. Russia is going to be moving in. And when they move in with the technology, because China is the country that really can help Venezuela with its electrical grid problem, because they manufacture the necessary the equipment to restore it. And they've been building you know, electrical power plants, you know, for a while now.
Right.
And they have some large ones. You know, they really have been doing a lot in that overall space. So it's you know, they definitely have the means to assist China. Now, what does that do? That gets them to be able to get the necessary equipment to defend Venezuela in under the overall disguise of repairing transformers. But they really don't even need that, but in this they do, because they know that they're going to be challenged by the U.S. with bringing, they just all of a sudden starts throwing in a massive amount of military hardware into the country, it will destabilize the situation, and they don't want to be blamed for it. They always want to be looked as defending themselves, and it's a real bad situation, because it's going to blow up and it's going to continue. Venezuela is the launching pad in my estimations, and it's not going to slow down. It's going to continue to expand itself. So, and you know, some of the things that, you know, this blackout, Keith, and I didn't get to talk much about it. This blackout is going to have major, major effects on you know, as we talked about yesterday. It's, you know,
which blackout are you referring to?
The current one that's happening in Venezuela is going to play out here. Here's why. Because this blackout is reaching so many people. So now, you know, I always say that, you know, when the lights go out, and when you have such a drastic economic collapse, you're going to get in a position where civilized people are going to turn from civilized to feral very, very quickly.
Almost immediately.
Darn near almost immediately. Especially with all that they've had to temper and endure in Venezuela. I wouldn't be surprised if there's widespread, you know, killings in the country, because when people get under these types of pressures that they're under, when they can't eat, they don't have food, don't have drinking water, they're going to start stealing it and taking it from each other. This is where your neighbor becomes your biggest threat. And this is why, how, you know, this is one of the weapons of choice in war nowadays, because you can have a force multiplier. What you do is you don't have to directly attack a country's military. You attack the people, and then they'll start attacking each other. You destabilize the country, and they'll start attacking each other, destabilizing the situation so that you can walk in without even firing one shot of an invasion. And another bad thing is that this is so widespread in Venezuela, this is going to basically bring about the extinction of a lot of animals in that country. Because what are people going to do? They're going
to eat the animals.
They're going
to
eat everything moving. And if it goes on too long, believe me, they will resort to cannibalism.
Absolutely.
And this is just a fact. This is just the truth. What people do. This is the truth in what people do. Look how violent society can be without because I won't say that, because all of the collapses are purposeful, meaningful collapses, but look at how violent things could be in a control collapse with people, where the actual system causes for people to resort to criminal activities to get by. Imagine when a crisis causes it. You know how violent people will be and how violent they'll get and what they will do? So this situation in Venezuela is an act of war. And it's going to be traced out, because the death tolls, the estimated death tolls will come out. And I think that they'll be used, and what's going to happen is that they're going to like Venezuela said, investigate who has done this, and it's going to get led back to the and then to the U.S., and then there's going to be a global push for this is what you did to this country? Think about Venezuela. It has the largest oil reserves on the planet, more than Saudi Arabia, more than any other country. Should that be a wealthy country or an impoverished country that's going through a collapse, economic collapse over the years that it's been going under and going through national blackout? It should be one of the wealthiest countries and most developed countries in the world. But corruption keeps corruption, fraud, and criminal racketeering keeps that from happening.
What corruption are you referring to?
The corruption of stealing resources for the overall benefit of the overall people that are paying the overall wage to get it out of the ground. So, is that corruption?
So are you looking at domestic corruption or...
Both. Domestic and international. From within and from outside. Come on, Guaido is domestic corruption that's been seeded by outside corruption and put in the position. So, and the bad thing about this is that Venezuela is only going through this because here's the good news. Venezuela has the most oil reserves in the world. That's the good news. Here's the bad news. Venezuela, you have the most oil reserves in the world. So, and this, what's going on there is going to definitely happen everywhere because the war is now going to be, the economy is going to be based off of collateral resources, collateralized resources. In all of the countries with collateralized resources, we're going to have to make a choice. Are we going to defend or are we going to take resources from other countries? What do you think the U.S. policy is going to be? The U.S. policy has always been the same.
Well, the fact of the matter is it's not going to be, the question is not what is it going to be. The question is what can it be? What can it be? I mean, the United States is almost void of the resources. They don't have the money anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't have any choice except, well, I won't say.
No. Okay. Yeah. Except just to let it all happen, hunky. Stay in your lane.
What's going to happen to the United States is beyond devastating. But if we continue the path that they were doing and we force our hand.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be a violent outcome that's going to happen. And it was it's pretty much here, and we're seeing the fruits of it. So hopefully this thing can get, well, it's not. It's unfolding. And you know, Keith, the bad thing about it is that even if the lights do start to come back on, you know how long it's going to be to take to get things back to normal there? And remember, they're still under a collapse, economic collapse, and they're still being attacked, and the coup is still being planned and destabilized. And basically, the U.S. wants to take over that country, have their puppet government put into place, and loot all of the resources from that country for one reason only, because they know they're about to go to war with Russia and China. And they need that overall southern hemisphere of oil producing, that largest oil country in the world, they need that to be under the flag of the U.S. It's not going to happen. And there's going to be a fight for that flag. And that fight for that flag is going to be a cyber war. And those cyber attacks that happened in Venezuela on its grid is going to happen here in the U.S. The U.S. has, what, 4 four major power grids.
I think six.
No, I think it's four. I think it's four major power grids. It's let me think. Well, instead of me thinking, let me look it up. I think it's four. I know Texas is a self-sustaining power grid. There's one in the West Coast and one in the East Coast. It's three.
No.
Yes. It's not that many that that actually facilitate the whole thing. It's very, very few. Are you looking it up, Keith? Or no, I think you're playing. So, but yeah, there's only a couple of major power grids in the U.S. Let me look that up real quickly. I don't think it's six, Keith. I know that the U.S., I know that Texas has its own power grid. It's known as the Texas Power Grid, and I think it's the East and the West, if I'm not mistaken. Let me check. And the significance of that is that the vulnerability that the U.S. has to the overall power to the grid is significant, and it's definitely going to be in play because it's right to cause massive problems and destabilization.
It says the two major and three minor NERC interconnections and the nine NERC regional reliability councils. Electric power transmission grid of the contiguous United States consists of 120,000 miles.
Like I thought it was just three. It's just three. Oh, Texas is one.
This says actually just two.
No, right. That's why I said three, Keith. One in the east and one in the west in Texas. They don't talk about the Texas one there, but yeah, Texas does have one. So it's like I thought, it's only three. Only three. How difficult is it to turn the lights out on three regional power plants that provide power for the whole country?
Are all U.S. power grids interconnected? The U.S. is connected by one power grid consisting of three interconnected grids.
Yes.
The Eastern Grid, the Western Grid, and Texas.
That's what I thought. So it's all on one grid. But I think the Texas grid is now separate of those two. I think the Texas grid is separate of the Eastern and the Western grid, major power grid.
The good news and the bad news.
There is
well, if you're living in Texas, that can sound like a good thing. But if you're living in Texas, that would also mean that it would be a primary target.
Right. And there is no real, you know, that bad thing about it, there's only three. You take out those three, and you have blackout throughout the whole country. And depending on the extent of it all, the damage of it all, the extent of the damage is how fast could that ever be fixed?
They said, from what I can recall, they said it would take 18 months.
I've read some things about them. Yeah, I've read some things from that. I think it was from actual the power company themselves that they were talking about. And they were talking about just the regional, where they were regionally, Keith.
Well, and still, you can't go by that either, because they're talking about under good scenarios,
right. Right, like from weather or from one blowing.
That's just a period.
Right, not from an attack.
Well, two things happen. If it's an attack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason why I say it's not a good thing is because that's how long it would take us for us to get one.
Mm-hmm.
But in a time of war, the people that will attack it are the same ones that we have to rely on to replace it.
Yeah.
So, of course, in a time of war, the last thing that they're going to do is replace the transformer. So if it takes 18 months now, it ain't happening if it's attacked.
Yeah, and I was I remember I was reading DARPA was leading stuff. Remember they were having the GridX runs a couple of years ago where they were simulating the grid going down from a major cyber attack, mm-hmm. and how they would restore and everything else. So they've been practicing for this and they've been doing their dry runs because it's definitely going to happen. I remember I had an article from Wired, the Hail Mary plan to restore a hacked U.S. grid. And it says, and this was done in last year. And so they have these scenario trainings that they do in trying to get the grid. They have some annual ones in DARPA. DARPA was saying that Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, who is, what's that company on Terminator?
It's funny that
Skynet.
Those are all showing right now.
Yeah. Skynet. You know, that's basically who they are. They're Skynet. And they were actually with the power companies around the country were having actual scenario drills that if the power went out, how would they respond and everything else, because they're so vulnerable to it. And hold on 1 second. So, yeah, it's definitely coming, Keith.
Well, the other thing that makes this so utterly absurd is, you're exactly right, but now for the first time, they're starting to talk about it. They're starting to talk about this is, in fact, our greatest weakness and et cetera, et cetera. But even with that being the case, still nobody's doing nothing
to fix it.
Rectify it.
No. Mm-mm. They're not. And so they've had all of those grids, all of those training exercises and everything else, and one day them things are going to go live. Now, before we go into, I got to say this. Because in light of what's happening in Venezuela, and I don't even want to paint the picture anymore. And I'm going to just tell you that the animals are probably going to... You ain't going to see no squirrels running around Venezuela. You ain't going to see no pigeons flying around Venezuela. Because you know the overall calorie requirement of an adult person? One adult male and one adult female, then you add children and everything else. You know the overall output of food that's necessary for that. So the wildlife, you ain't gonna see any dogs walking around Venezuela. Ain't gonna be no cats, no dogs. Those things are already gonna be snatched up. And the thing about it is that, as in this scenario, the low hanging fruit goes away really quickly. And here's the thing, Keith, is that they've been under such economic stress that those cats and dogs have already been eaten months ago. Maybe last year. Because of the desperate situation that Venezuela has been placed in. So, and then with the blackout, with the water situation, this only compounds this to where it's, oh my goodness, this is like the perfect storm. This is the perfect way to attack a country now. So this is what everyone is, if you have a Navy, you have a Army, you have an Air Force, you have a military organization, every country has pretty much a military organization. Why do they have that? And preparedness for an attack, right? Man, do you see what's being done here? We better have our own response, our own measures of defense against these things. And right now is crucial to get it done right. Here's what I suggest. One of the things that I suggest right now, every single person listening to Tando Radio Show, Black Talk Radio Network, it would be in your best interest as my great friend and as my surrogate mom said to me, your ears better hear what your britches can't handle. What she meant by that is that you better listen and listen well, because your bridges can't handle if you don't. Every single person better go to a key, very important. Every single person needs to go to a pool store or to one of the major retail stores that have pool supplies. And it would be in your best interest, because we're coming out of winter going into spring. So the pool season is around now. It would be your best interest to go get a way that you can purify water, not bleach, something called calcium, hypercalcium, I can't remember the name of it. It's got calcium. Forgot the name of it. But it has, instead of sodium, a sodium-based pool water purifier, you need to get the calcium-based one. Not sodium. The sodium one will kill you, because it will cause you to have kidney failure. There's so much in it. You need the calcium one. Everyone here better make their moves towards a pool place and be able to get the powder form of pool purifiers and take the and acquire that now. I think, you know, you can get them at Walmart. HTH is calcium chlorine, something like that. Calcium chlorine. If you see calcium, you get it. You see sodium in the ingredients, you don't get it. Because one bag of that can purify over 135,000 gallons of water. And the thing about it, it doesn't start to expire until you add water to it. So the chemical reaction of water now gives it a shelf life, and it gives you 1 year that you have to use it. It behooves every person here to do that. But see, because we are not educated, we're schooled. Schooling tells us, oh, don't worry about it. You need to go to work, do this, don't worry. Watch TV, do this, you know, school. But education isn't taught to us to be able to preserve ourselves and to sustain ourselves. That overall bag of pool purifier could save your life and your family's life. What makes us think that just because it's happened in Venezuela that the U.S. would be immune to it? No, the U.S. is the number one target, and it's going to happen. So I would suggest everyone here make your way to a pool store. Be quiet, be selective. Just go in and ask. Go to the pool section. Don't let them know that you're using it to purify water. Just go in and grab a bag. Say, hey, I need a pool purifier that has the calcium in it, not the sodium in it. And they'll give you the bag. Read it, make sure it has calcium and not sodium. Take that bag home. Store it properly, because it's definitely something that needs to be put in a ventilated area because of the fumes that can be emitted from it. Don't open it. If you open it, the fumes will overtake you, I'm telling you. Read the label and understand what you're doing. Keep it out of children's reach. But see, Keith, if you don't do that pool shock, and one of the ones that I prefer is HTH pool shock with calcium. That pool shop, one bag of it can purify 135,000 gallons of water. So if you were in Venezuela, what you would do, you would take any water that you got, You would use that to purify it, and then you would be good to go. Now, here's what you need to know about that. But we're getting ready to come into a commercial break. We're going to go to the commercial break. When we come back out of commercial break, I'm going to tell you what it is. I didn't mean to have that overall teaser. That wasn't my intention. I don't like doing that. We're getting ready to go to the commercial break. You're listening to Tango Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Now, one of the products that I use, and I'm not promoting, I'm just telling you, if you want to use whatever pure purifier you want to use, that's cool. The one that I actually use is HTH. Here's to help HTH, and you can find it at different places. You can find it at Walmart, Home Depot. Go and acquire it. And the one that you want to get, and I'm going to post it inside of BTR Community, the product that you want is that you want the HTH, the shock, the HTH pool shock, okay? And in that HTH pool shock, they have the different bags, and it's going to be a powder form of the product, okay? You can get it in bags. And I think the bags are 13-ounce bags. Then they have them in larger 5-pound bags. They got six counts in one bag. But like I was saying, the key thing with that is you have to get it the one with the HTH shock treatment that has the calcium one, because they have a sodium one as well. And the reason being is that if you use the calcium, sodium one, and you're in a prolonged situation where you need to use it to purify water, then what's going to happen is that it's going to cause your kidneys to fail the sodium, because the sodium content in that is so much, it will cause you to have kidney failure. You don't want that. You got to have the calcium. And one of the things also with that, make sure that you get also magnesium, so that you can balance out. You don't want too much calcium in your body, because it calcifies. This is why they put calcium in everything, so it can make your arteries hard, so you can be open for strokes, heart attacks, and everything else. All right? So that pool shock is significant. You gotta get it. Very, very important, because that is how you'll be able to kill bacteria that could be in the water. All right, so here's how you use this stuff. How you use it, excuse me one second, how you want to use this is that you want to, let's say if you have a cup of water, Keith, a gallon of water, regardless of the amount of water, a bucket of water, okay? Let's say you got a 5-gallon jug of water, and it came from, if you were in Venezuela and you had HTH and you had someone was able to scavenge and bring back water, okay? The process that you want to do is this. You don't want to pour the whole bag into it, okay? What you want to do is you put enough of the solution, the powder solution, inside of the water to where you have a slight scent of the chlorine in the water. Once you have a slight scent, not a strong scent, but a slight scent, because you want to use just enough to what you need to use it for. If you have that slight scent of the chlorine in the water that you're going to be drinking, be it a cup of water, a 16 ounces of water, a 5 gallon jug of water. Once you have just enough, and you want to just put it in, spoon it in slowly, get it in, and then smell it, and then you can say, okay, I don't smell anything, I don't smell it. Now, once you smell the overall, don't smell the bag that you're putting in, because then it'll confuse you, okay? Make sure that you know that you smell the water, and you smell that the chlorine, that water now has a chlorine scent. Once it has a slight chlorine scent, not a strong chlorine scent, you don't need a strong chlorine scent, just a slight chlorine scent. Once you smell it in the water, you put enough of the chlorine in there, the solution in there to deal with everything that's there. You could add just a little bit more for safe measures, okay? Then, don't just drink it now. Now you got to get the overall chlorine out, the solution out of the water, okay? And how you do that, this is where your glass jugs and your glass jars, your mason jars and just your glass bottles, preferably transparent glass, uncolored glass bottles, not your brown ones or your green ones, okay? You don't want those for this, okay? This process, you just want transparent glass. Then you take that overall water, put it in a glass jar, and put it in the sun. You put it in the sun. Once you put it in the sun will neutralize all of the pool shock that's there. And what do you have after that? You have purified water. You don't have mineralized water. Okay? You have purified water. Now you would want to add your minerals such as calcium, phosphorus, potassium, zinc, and all those other things. Then that's where you would want to add that after you go through that process. And what you do is you just go back and smell it. Once you don't smell the chlorine in it any longer, now you can drink it. Okay? Don't drink it with the chlorine in it. Okay? Got to get it out. Wanted to let you all know that because I definitely see that this situation in Venezuela is going to be here, and it's going to be here in a very, very meaningful way. That's one of the things with water that you need to be able to purify it. Now, this process, you can use this process pretty much for a lot of different things that you would find. This will kill cholera. This will kill all of those things. But if you're dealing with a cholera situation, I would even go and add something more, Keith. The thing that I would definitely do is I would let the water sit in. I would actually put some silver in the form of a coin or a form of a round or a bar inside of that water as well. And then try to strain it. And then you can make a gravity fed. With that, you can make a gravity fed water filter. And you have to learn how to make a gravity-fed water filter. Look it up on YouTube, okay? Very important. You just need some basic elements to do that. Rocks, sand, pebbles, grass, and more important, you definitely need charcoal. You definitely, definitely need charcoal. And I always add silver to that as well. So that silver is on the bottom, and you would put the silver inside of the water that you would be drinking. Same thing with that cholera. I would add a component of silver to that. Another thing that you can do, you can buy a Katadyn water filter that has silver. That's a silver impregnated ceramic water filter. That will kill everything except radioactive isotopes.
I think the other thing is also on that water, you got to stress the fact that it's got to be glass.
Yeah, got to be glass. Got to be glass. And but, you know, they have, if you have water pills and all of that, they don't work as well. You know, but you use whatever you have. But there are things that you can go and buy. Get those things now before everybody in the world starts competing for it. Okay? Get those things now before. And especially the pool shop, because it's seasonal. And we're coming, thank goodness we're coming into the season. So, and I'm going to tell you, Keith, one of the things that you'll see in Venezuela is watch. You're going to see someone send down some ceramic impregnated silver, they're going, silver impregnated ceramic filters. That's the best way to purify water. To have the overall filters to be impregnated with silver. Kills everything except radioactive isotopes. Can't get that. Once that gets in the water, such as tritium and stuff like, you can't get that stuff out. It's in there, that's it. Can't drink it. Can't use it. It's that stuff, that radioactive isotope, even if you took the tritium out, it's contaminated. Can't use that. So just wanted you all to know that. So now's the time to really prepare, y'all. And believe me. And I'm going to tell you, this bag, I remember when this bag, Keith, was $3 for one bag. It's about $5 for a bag now. It's about $5 for a bag. But that's not the only one. There are other ones, but you need to make sure that you get the calcium and not the sodium. Okay, I can't emphasize that enough. So that's some of the things that you all should be doing in light of what's happening in Venezuela, because you definitely need to be able to purify water. Got to be able to have drinkable, potable water that you can cook with, that you can clean wounds with, and, of course, drink. That's what you do with your potable water. Your potable water should be segregated from your non-potable water. Your potable water should be used for cooking, should be used for wound care, and for consuming, drinking, okay, and washing your body. But so very, very, very important that we talked about that. I can't emphasize or stress that enough. It's on you now. It's on you to get it. It's on you to prepare. And I know those of you that listen to Tando Radio Show, that's what you do. So thank you for that. And because if you're prepared, then it makes us all prepared. Keith, anything you want to add before we go to the next one?
So it reminds me of a couple of isolated stories. One is I was reading an article, and this girl went, and she was going to go party with her friend.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat her down, pulled the hair out of her head the whole night. They beat her down. They left her out there for dead.
Who did?
This is just an isolated story.
Okay.
Who did it turned out to be her best friend.
Mm.
Because she found out that she just got her income tax check. My point is, that's what a lot of people do. My point is, in this situation, referring to the things that you're talking about,
yeah,
you cannot let people know you have these things. Can't do it.
Yeah, well said, Keith. And you know, we the only people that should know that you have, and one of the things, be careful with telling children anything.
Mm.
Be very, very, very careful with telling children anything. Because children can't hold water. Children can't hold. And, you know, children have a different truth about them, you know. Children generally want to help everybody, you know. And they, because they're closer to our true nature. They haven't been, you know, actually domesticated and scorned and scorched into the callousness that adults have. But be careful what you tell your children. If your children are of the age that they can't keep a family secret about why we do, and they would want to be inviting everybody to the house when things go awry or wherever you are and tell what you have, that can be some unwanted attention that you won't be able to deal with. Because when people get hungry, they'll remember stuff. Oh, yeah, this person has this and that has that. So have a tactical plan for everything. And one of the tactical plans is that you have to, you don't tell children that have loose lips. And generally, those are the younger children. You don't tell them, you don't tell them, you got to be careful what they know. Because what they know, they're going to tell. They're going to speak it. So have a plan for all of that. Very, very important. And like he said, you be careful of who you tell. And when you're doing these things, now we have to be very, very methodical and quiet about what we do. Because, you know, we're getting close to these things happening and people are going to remember. People are going to definitely remember. And, you know, when we go through our stuff, I don't think we'll be on air, Keith. Because, you know, even if it's not a blackout, we want to try to, you know, if a blackout, we won't be able to be on air. But some things, when these things go awry, I won't be able to come on air and talk about the things that's going on here, because what it's really going to do is going to put people in more of a harm's way than not. And so I won't do that. But just be mindful who you talk to about what you're doing and why you're doing it. So, yeah, keep that type of mentality of you know, it's going to be really bad. And the biggest threat, of, as I always said, is never the government. It's your neighbor, your unprepared neighbor. Your unprepared neighbor, that's the biggest threat.
I was reading an article, and it was talking about a group of individuals that were tactically training, et cetera, et cetera. And it turns out that... these were, you know, they were branches of the KKK, you know, that they do, they're out there doing the survival stuff and all the warfare, et cetera, et cetera. And they were basically bragging that when the stuff hits the fans, what they are training to do is simply to seek out who they know have these things and go in and take it.
Yeah. That's happening in Venezuela big time. It's what people are going to do. You got to know that is what people are going to do. And this is why establishing your network in good time with people is so important. And I would say, you know, be very careful about bringing people into your group or into your family, your circle, your sanctuary of things that didn't bring anything. Because believe me, I have a thing to say that, yo, they're going to figure out a way to neutralize you to get to what you have. And that's going to be their agenda. And those individuals that you've been asking to prepare and everything else, keep remember who you talk to, because those are the ones that's going to be coming that didn't do anything. Those are the ones that's going to be saying, well, we know I got you. And I told you the story, Keith, right? It was a while ago when I was in Los Angeles. There was a friend that I had that, and I said, "Hey man, you need to be a part of our group."
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he said, "Well, what's the group, Dave?" I told him. He said, "Okay." He said, "Well, I'm not really into that." I said, "I know, but you have a skill that's necessary." Yeah, I got it, but I'm not into that. Then a little while later, he said, "Dave, I thought about what you said, and you're right." He says, "How about this? How about, since you guys," and he knows some of the guys, "since you guys have stuff, you know, when the stuff go awry, I'll just come over to your house. I'll just come over to your house." And I said, "Well, that's a long way to walk to get shot. And not only that, I don't keep much of the stuff at my house because that's not where I'm going to stay."
Right.
And he thought about it. And then you know what he did? You know what he did, Keith? He thought about it and he said, later on he came back, he said, "I thought about what you said. And again, so I think it's time for me to get prepared, what we need to do." That's a different mentality. You know? That's a totally, totally different mentality. Be careful of those that would say, "Well, since you got it, I don't need to get it." Make sure you have a response for that type of person. Because basically what they're saying is that, yo, no. I'm going to come use your stuff.
Right.
I'm going to be a burden on you. Well, no, we're just going to relieve the burden. Right? We're just going to relieve the burden. So, just wanted to say that. Anytime anyone wants to get on a conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Keith, I wanted to jump in on this one story as well. That, let me just fix this real quickly. So, another story, and it goes right along with Financial Friday. Some sovereign man. Congress. That's all the setup, y'all. Congress is prepared for what's going to happen. They know what's going to happen. They've been preparing for a while. I know firsthand of preparedness groups of U.S. Officials that won't be going with the government's overall action plan. They have their own group themselves that they're going to be, because they know. Mm-hmm. Firsthand. Yeah, so here's the article from Sovereign Man. Sovereign Man says, one thing Congress gets right is funding their own pensions. Oh, yeah, probably so. So, I want to touch on that real quickly. So here's the article. Turns out congressmen make a lot of cash. They say money. It reads this way. Turns out congressmen make a lot of money. A study found that while the average American's net worth increased 3.7% between the years of 2004 and 2012, members of Congress average. That means that's the average. That's the average. It's a whole lot more. Average 15.4% annual gain. Now, that 3.7 of the Americans' net worth, that was over a 8-year period. This is annually of an average that they're going to make. That high level of pay means that half of the members of Congress are millionaires today. And it continues to they continue to collect their $174,000 annual salary. Of course, it's you, the taxpayers, paying that cushy salary. Let me scroll this down. Oops. But did you know that the taxpayers also foot the bill for an insane retirement benefits for congressmen? Let me just stop real quickly. Remember when they had the government shut down? But they didn't, and they stopped paying the salaries of the government employees? Notice Congress wasn't subject to the shutdown. They were receiving their overall salaries. Not one salary was missed or interrupted or even delayed. That's because you're sitting at the cusp, you're standing at the cusp of corruption, fraud, and criminal racketeering. The article goes on. Each retired member can start collecting a pension at age 62 if they spent just 5 years in Congress. And they collect 80% of their 174 salary. They get 80% of their $174,000 annual salary after 5 years at age 62. That's almost $140,000 a year for the rest of their lives for 5 years, and they say of service. No, 5 years of They're not serving. 5 years of consuming. Where can I sign up? Question mark. Meanwhile, 40% of Americans can't cover an expense, an unexpected $400 emergency expense. 57 have less than $1,000 in savings. So 40% of Americans can't cover an unexpected $400 emergency expense. And 57% of the U.S. population had less than $1,000 in savings. And a third of the baby boomers, the generation currently retiring, have nothing put away for retirement. While Congress pension is secured by your tax dollars, only 13% of regular Americans have a pension today. And even if you were promised one, collecting it is going to be another story. I will say that that is so true. A recent Boston College report estimated that 25% of private U.S. pension funds, the pool of capital that pay out retirement benefits, will go bankrupt in the next decade. I will say this, they already are. Public, local, state, and federal pensions are even in worse shape. $7 trillion short on what they promised to pay retired government workers. But most Americans are relying on a different broken retirement fund called Social Security. The Social Security Administration admits it is $50 trillion unfunded and will run out of money by 2034. Yeah, right. Hold on. That $50 trillion. And the government is $7 trillion short on pensions. And they're $50 trillion short on Social Security benefits. This is why the overall debt of the U.S. is nowhere near $21 trillion. Social Security is 50, is admitted at 50. And you know if the admittance is at 50, that means it's about 5 or 10 times more. So it's probably somewhere around $500 trillion unfunded. That means cutting payouts, raising the retirement age, or both. And even, and even that's only a short-term solution. There are, however, at least two senators who see the injustice in all of this. They introduced legislation to eliminate pensions for members of Congress. They say it's not fair that while the poor get poorer, Congress gets richer. And I'm going to just say this. That still don't solve anything. I don't think that Congress should get a pension at all. No. No. You shouldn't get a pension.
They should get a pension.
You say they should?
Absolutely they should.
I don't think they should.
Because they're servants of the country. However, their pension should be no different than anybody else's pension.
Yeah. I'm saying this because I don't believe in that whole system anyhow. I say that because it is. They shouldn't be getting a pension because there shouldn't be any career politicians.
Okay. I can see that also.
Being a politician is not a career, in my estimation. It should be a matter of service, and then you move on.
I agree.
And then it should be a measure that all representation of the people, those individuals, don't get to vote what they want to vote for. They only can vote for what the people tell them that this is where our vote is going to go. They don't get to vote. They only get to answer.
Well, you're going to have problems with that.
You think we don't have problems with what we got now?
Well, the reason why I say what I say is overall I agree with you. But there are things that they're privy to, you know, when you start talking about national security, which they're using as an excuse to do a lot of things out of the corruption. But still, on a cleaner sense, they do have have privy to information that the masses don't have. And you can't trust all of that to the vote of the masses. So I hear what you're saying. And I agree with what you're saying. But some things will have to be worked out a bit.
We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. My mouth is wide open. I'm staring at Keith like, no, you didn't just say that. Y'all should see the look I have on my face. I'm not making this face, Keith. You're making me this face. Listen to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're going to go to our last commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Thanks.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And so we were just talking, and Keith said that, you know, that they should get a pension because they, you know, their service of their country. And oh, Keith, I'm not gonna put words in your mouth because you definitely don't want me, because it'll go in a different direction. But what you were saying, that they should, because they're privy to information that...
No, those were two different conversations.
Okay, so
but what we were talking about was the fact that, you know, you can't always rely on the masses for all votes,
right? Because you said they're privy to information
that the masses can't have. Now,
so when you're running for office, Chief, because you sound like the rest of the politicians that become serial killers as well, political serial killers.
You know, it's such a shame that you should say that, because if you look at the situation we're in, they're so absolutely absurd. You put people in position that they could vote their own pay rate. You put these people in positions in which they will...
And what do you think they're going to do? Well, go for a pay raise,
and that's what they're doing. The other thing that that talk about that they spit out in a heartbeat is no man is above the law. But if you look at a lot of the politicians, you know, they're immune to a whole lot of laws. You know, they can't be arrested for insider trading.
Yep.
You know, which is one of the highest, you know, levels of
corruption
that there is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. If you look at it, the stuff is just so utterly absurd, you know, that...
Like I always say, Keith, they create debt that they don't have to pay, write laws they don't have to obey, and declare wars that they don't have to fight.
Yeah.
So there's nothing about that system that is going to be beneficial to you, because the overwhelming momentum of it is destroying you.
Unfortunately.
And so my thing is that they shouldn't be paid a pension. They shouldn't even be paid for it.
And from that point of view, I agree. They, you know, from the point that...
Yeah.
You're right.
Because
why would you get a pension for 6 years of service anyway?
And become a career politician. That means you made a career corruption decision. And, you know, Keith, it's also, for me, you know, the so-called flaw of the system is that they're able to segregate themselves from their so-called constituents. They don't even know the people. They don't have no identity to them. They aren't even in the same stratosphere. They don't understand. They don't live that type of life. They don't have any empathy. They can't. They don't understand, because they are segregated and purposely so. You don't hang out with the people that you voted for, if you voted. You don't hang out with their overall conversation. You don't hang out. You don't have their same fellowship. You don't have their friends. You don't have the parties that they go to. You don't have the deals that they make inside of the office. You don't know what it is that they're reading, and all of those secrets are kept secret so that the people won't know how much of a fraud all of this is. They'll tell you that there's, oh, we need to keep secrets because of national defense and all this other stuff. See, when you create those crises, the real problem is you. It's that whole system, the creation of that. That's how they're able to, and when people buy that and they spew that and they uphold that, then we get this overall situation that we're in. What secret?
Well, not secret.
Well, hold on, Keith. Well, let me just say this. What secret? Hold on for a minute. They're trying to keep the people from knowing what Russia already knows. What secret? They're trying to keep the people from knowing what China already knows. What secret?
Well, Derek, now you're going back to what we talked about.
Because they want to keep the people. It's not a secret, Keith. It's a matter of they want to keep the people ignorant.
Well, no. Now you're back to...
Top ignorance.
No.
There's no such thing as top secret. It's top ignorance.
No, we're back to the scenario of corruption. You're looking at a corrupt... And there's things that... Because, like you said, there shouldn't be career politicians. They shouldn't be in positions as both their own, you know, it's corrupt. It's
and they shouldn't get paid.
So you're having all those things. No, they should get paid.
No, they shouldn't get paid.
They have to get paid.
No, they don't.
They do.
Let me tell you why, Chief. How much you getting paid to feed the homeless? Okay, my case closed.
Yeah, however.
But wait, hold on, Chief, because you're serving. So I thought they were serving.
But
they're not serving. They're serving themselves. It's self-service.
Sure, but that's...
No, I don't want to even talk about it no more. Now, just let you...
That's because we're back to the corruption again.
Right.
You know, so... And there's things that they have to do, like you said, because it's so corrupt now.
No, they don't have to do it, Keith.
Well, it's so corrupt now that...
Why is it corrupt? Because they get paid for it.
No, it's corrupt because of back of what you got done saying. It's because when you have career politicians and nobody looking over them, they end up doing things like they're doing. For instance, we don't vote our politicians in. Our politicians select their voters.
Mm-hmm.
Gerrymandering is so bad now that, just in this case, the Democrats have won the last, I don't know how many elections, but in each of them, Republicans have picked up more seats. What does that tell you? I tell you that
the Democrats won.
That the system, well, they didn't, because
they did too.
They did not.
The political system won, so Democrats won. No. The political system.
Okay, well, if you want to go to semantics, the people lost,
and they will continue to lose.
The
right.
People lost.
Right, and we do, and I got you, Chief. But let me ask you this, real quick, and this is how simple it is. How much do you get paid to do something kind for someone?
I agree with that, but the problem with that is
mm-hmm.
I do that on a part-time basis every now and then. Now, if I was to go and do that every day for a year, I would not be able to sustain myself.
But see, this is what I'm saying, is that this is why they shouldn't be paid, because it shouldn't be their job. It shouldn't be their job. It shouldn't be anyone's job. Shouldn't be anyone's job to be a political figure for the constituents that they don't know nor vote for. They vote for themselves, because all of their lobbying is done in their office, privately, without the people knowing what their agenda is and what they're doing. Let me ask you something, Keith. Name me somebody that you voted for that you really like. Oh, I'll name one for you. Barack Obama. When's the last time you heard a conversation about the service that he was supposed to have been doing as the president, that you was on the phone and heard everything that was said, and he was only going to repeat what you wanted him to say? When's the last time that happened? It ain't happened. And it ain't ever going to happen. Because it's a facade.
It's got to be.
It's full of corruption. It's ubiquitous fraud, corruption, absolutely, and it's criminal racketeering. Absolutely. And until we understand that, don't try to fix, don't go to Vegas and try to fix the gambling, the roulette table. Because Vegas didn't get as big as it got with all of the casinos with somebody trying to fix the overall gambling table so that they would be fair. It won't happen. It can't work. You can't go into Vegas and clean up Vegas. The only thing that you can do, how do you fix Vegas? There's only one way. You don't have one. There's only one way. You don't have one. Can't go in there and say, hey, we're going to use some different dice. Even if you use some different dice, you think you're going to win? No. They're going to say this is private property. This is an entity that is able to defend itself. And that's what they're going to do. And no different. So, yeah, Chief, I feel you. I hear you. But that's what's got us where we are. And that's what will continue to get us. People in Venezuela are dying and being killed because of the policies and procedures of controlling people. And until that's dismantled, the killing fields will always be ripe for harvest. It will always produce a population that is ready to be harvested. So it's just a measure of, okay, look at it properly, look at it for a truth, and then what are you going to do with the truth? That's up to an individual decision, each and every person's decision. So this stuff is, and I read this really because of what they admitted on with Social Security. Keith, and I don't know that you heard, $50 trillion unfunded.
Okay, so here's what I hear about Social Security. I hear that Social Security is not in the trouble that they say it is.
Mm-hmm.
But what it is they want to take everything. You know, I'll talk to you about the DPD.
Mm-hmm.
We had a pension that was an awesome, awesome pension, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was considered one of the best in the country by far.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this huge sum of money.
Mm-hmm.
While the state and the city was constantly trying to get their hands on the pension.
Let me stop right there, people, because you're right. I heard that Vegas has an awesome, awesome slot machine that people can win in. All you got to do is come there, put your quarter in, and the odds of you winning is going to be great. But that slot machine started to change once it paid out one time. Then they recomputed it so that they could take out more for the house to win, and it would pay out less. Huh. Sounds a little similar, huh?
It does. But still, it goes back to the problem that I keep saying.
Yeah.
We keep looking at this from, we want to throw, because of corruption, and it's there without argument.
Yeah.
In fact, that's the core of my argument most of the time. And we are so corrupt now that you almost have to start over, right?
Mm-hmm.
But still, we can't, those systems have to be there in some capacity.
What systems? The pension?
Government.
Government, okay. Okay, I think you're crazy. You know, you just but no, keep here's and I'm just playing. Here's what the problem with that is that part of the recruiting process to get people to be hired or to accept a job at this year is what do they use as the incentive? Hey, you'll get a good pension.
Yeah.
Vegas said, hey, we got a good slot machine for you. We got a new game. Mm-hmm. It's going to pay you out a whole lot more. Mm-hmm. This is a scenario where we should be looking at same fee, different method.
I agree.
Same objective.
I agree.
Because they're not going to pay out. And one of the things about the pensions is this, is we got to stop looking at pensions as something that's going to pay out. We got to look at them for what they really are.
But see, now you're back to what I keep saying, though.
And so what I'm saying is this, Keith, is that you have to be your own financial advisor and have your own pension that you're paying into that you know is going to be benefiting who? You. If somebody else is doing it for you, guess what they're going to do? Steal everything from it. They're going to pay a few people. When the embodiment of people is time for them to go, guess what they're going to say? Oh, we got an economic collapse. Everything was lost. Social Security is fine, Keith. You're absolutely right. Here's where Social Security shortfalls come, when they need to pay out. Social Security is fine. Perfect. The slot machine is working perfectly. It continues to take all of the quarters. It ain't giving none out.
But that's not because of the system. That's because the man's corruption. The system.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all I'm saying is, I agree with you.
Yeah, I got you.
That you're saying.
Yeah, I got you. But what the system, the you don't need a government to do those things. Because anytime you have a government, you have to look at what is the root word for a government. And the root word of a government is to rule.
See, I don't think it is necessarily to rule. I don't think the root of government is to rule. I don't believe that. I believe that's what governments... Okay, look. We can take this conversation... And I'll say it again. I'm sure you've heard me say it before. Government acts just like people.
Sure, sure.
So we're not going to say we need to stop producing because man's evil, right? But if you allow man to do what his first desire to do, if you bring up a baby without training it, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
And governments are the same thing. They need to be monitored. They need to be doctored. They need to be adjusted, just like people do.
How realistic?
Ongoing.
How realistic is that?
It is realistic. It's realistic.
Here's what the word the government means. This is just from some definitions of the word government. The form of a system. The form or system of rules by which a state, community, etc. is governed. Look up the word governed. The word governed. Here's governed.
I think you have to look up the word rule.
Exactly. And what did I say is that governments are there to what? To rule.
Okay. So what is your definition of rule?
The word governed. It's a verb. Okay, so it's an action. To rule over by right of authority. See, this is why you can never have a government. Because then you are giving someone rule over by right of authority. See, if you play by their rules, they will always rule. They will always rule. That's the true nature of that system. And that's why it's phrased that way. They tell you everything.
I think that still brings in corruption.
Sure does.
And maybe the reason why I take such a hard stance to what I'm standing on is the fact is, where did government come from? that government was instituted by God. Now.
Hold on, Keith.
Hold on, Pastor Keith. Governments are instituted by God. And therefore, is what I'm saying. It goes back to, you have to look at government no different than you do man. Governments are necessary. They're necessary.
No, they're not.
They absolutely
because,
are.
Because, let me tell you, Keeper, I'll just, and I know you know this from Deuteronomy, when they wanted, we want a king. Remember, we want a ruler. We want a king like the other nations. And what happened to you? There was the consequences for doing that. And what were those consequences? It told you that they were going to form a government, and your children will go off for war, and they will die. And you will pay taxes to a man. You will do this. They will take a tenth of what you work for. That's theft.
Absolutely.
That's theft. So, No. No.
That's a good argument.
You don't.
And I'm impressed by your biblical knowledge. However, that's taken out of content.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Because the content that he was referring to was the fact that you'd rather have a man ruling over you than me, myself, ruling over
right.
you. Because they already had government.
There was the ecosystem, and then that system.
No, it wasn't the ecosystem.
The ecosystem.
No, it wasn't the ecosystem.
It is.
It was a theocracy.
So,
there's a difference.
We got to get ready to go.
Yeah,
get out of here.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll pick this back up. So, all right, everyone, we got to get ready to get out of here. Make sure you definitely get, we're getting into the swimming pool season. Make sure you go get your pool shot, your calcium pool shot, not the sodium pool shot. All right? So much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before we ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.